singing free and loud, and really talking it out. How are you, friend? What are you feeling now?
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Crowdflip, and I'm here with really cool people.
Say
yeah.
Me first?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, I'm Maya.
Hi, I'm Natalie.
Hi.
I feel like we're all very coy.
Yeah. We're having a shy day.
That's all you need. Why you don't need to talk on radio. I was actually just thinking about that, and then that's why I was like, oh, because me and Sean were watching videos of people playing vinyl, and we were like, whoa, I want to do that. And then I was like, wow, well, come to Crowdflip and and we also have some Erykah Badu showgoers who went traveled all the way to Seattle to go to the Unfollow Me tour with Erykah Badu and Yasin
Bey. Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah. and yeah, they're going to talk about it. Okay, so basically I have this CD that I found in CITR's music library, and I'm going to play it. I'm going to see if it, I don't know if it's going to work. But we're going to test it out. And actually, I actually have nothing like prepared. I should have been a little bit more on top of it.
No, I think you're doing great.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Wait,
let's see. So analog.
Wow.
Okay, if.
Wow, that CD looks
cool. I'm correct. Okay. I'm going to play Gone Baby Don't Be Long.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
If I don't know if I can get to it. Yeah. Let's see.
Which track is it?
I think it's
That was wonderful.
Oh, okay. Natalie has a video, and we're gonna see if it plays. Bye. Okay,
leave me alone.
Not crispy at all. This beat doesn't. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and there's this audio that isn't working.
We're trying to play a clip from Erica's dialogue at the concert.
And it's, I think it's, and we're trying to connect it, the audio.
Beats possession.
Yeah, Beats has infiltrated her phone.
Audible facepalm from Natalie courtside right now.
Well, okay, so that doesn't look like it's gonna work.
Beat blocking.
Beat blocking.
Yeah, what's the hour? 9 p.m. Are we allowed to say swear words?
Yeah. If it has a reason.
Natalie just had a reason just now.
Okay, well.
Because when I connect to it, then it does. It's not playing.
Yeah, it's. Oh,
should wait. We.
Yeah, it's not playing. Okay.
Speak the well, quote that she said?
Yeah, what did she say?
Yeah, the. Natalie has more to say on it.
Should I just play it into the mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's gonna be. Sorry to your ears. I hope this is okay.
Volume way up.
The way and if following your heart doesn't get you what you want, it'll get you what you need.
Wait, now it's playing. Do it again.
Oh, start again. Start again.
The way and if following your heart doesn't get you what you want, it'll get you what you need.
I think she talks some more. Ethos of the tour right here. Listen up, kids.
Mind your business.
There you go. There you go.
That was great.
Wow. That was a clip.
Thanks, Natalie.
Sorry for the tech issues, I hope.
That was worth it.
The message got across. That was
nice to hear that again.
Tech issues, but that was nice. Oh, my goodness. How was the drive to Seattle?
The drive to Seattle?
Sweaty.
It was really hot in the car, but we keep saying it was like a pilgrimage to Erica. Mm-hmm. There are trials and tribulations.
We traveled through the desert.
Jumped digestive hurdles,
right?
The cheese in America,
it's
anything
different.
The FDA will pass anything. But that's part of the experience. And what else edibles, CBD, sleepies, feet hurties, standing in line.
Security guards really aggressive.
Security guard, no videographers allowed. My heart stopped.
They attacked me. Oh, no, they didn't. Oh. But honestly, they emotionally attacked me on that edible. I felt like I got shot in the face.
No, me too. My heart stopped. When they were screaming at you, I thought there had to be someone behind you.
Yeah.
Why were they screaming at you?
So I had my little camcorder from 2000 from my mom.
And they got mad because
which is kind of...
It's crazy.
It's like not like a high-tech, like...
You're obviously not with a company. Though.
It's novelty.
Yeah, and I know
it's
they
so
have,
novel.
Like, paid whatever videographers and stuff. That makes sense. But, like, I promise you, my equipment is not encroaching upon yours.
The same as having, like a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, you were ending careers with your little camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to, like, start, like, do you have any memorable things from the concert that you, like, want to say now? Do you want to, like, play more music and, like, spark memory?
I will just say that through being so tired, so fatigued, one thing that was, like, keeping me going was that, like, she was preaching. I thought, let me just stand my ass up and just listen to what she's saying, because it felt, like, very, like, let me write this in my notes. Mm-hmm. Like, this tour was really giving, like
this is morals, my message to the world.
Morals and messages. But which is kind of ironic, because it's about, like, follow your own path, do your own thing. But that was the message, was that, like, although she's so inspiring, literally mother, auntie, do your own thing. So I was listening, I was taking mental notes, and I
was taking physical notes.
Yeah. Really? I guess her music is so, like, just vibes that I didn't give her enough credit as to what she was saying. Maybe because she's like 52. She's been around. She knows many things.
Yeah.
And we should listen to her, and we should unfollow her.
Yeah.
We should unfollow everybody.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was just saying, anyways. Unfollow Crowdflip. I need to sell an Instagram. Because I was just thinking the other day, sorry, totally unrelated, but I guess kind of related to, I was like, wait, a radio show, like, who am I? Like, just play a song, and you're like, I have trust in my taste and my, like, why?
Yeah. Anyways, no, but it's like such a thinker, because it's like you're unfollowing people and stopping yourself from being influenced so you can do your own thing. But if while you're doing your own thing, people like who you are, that's not your business.
Yeah.
That is hard to figure out for each person in a different way.
Yeah.
I follow Crowdflip if you like it and if that's your thing.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, obviously, like, authenticity can never, like, be, if it's real, you will find it, and if it is for you, like, you'll find it.
Yes.
Obviously, there's so much, a lot of, anyways. Is there, Natalie, do you have stuff you want to say? Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, let's play a song and circle back to me,
right? Do you have a request? Ooh. Or do you want to play something from this?
I have a favorite on here that I think really, not me making a fool of myself. I actually need to, I was thinking of New America Part 1. But this whole album is delicious. Yeah. So, like, really, like, obviously Window Seat is amazing, but, like, if someone has, like, a connection to any of these songs.
I was gonna say Window Seat
is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Window Seat is bomb.
Window Seat is great.
Okay.
Let's do that.
What number is it?
Can I win? It's also so fun to do an Erica impression.
In the car.
Oh. She's got that voice.
Are you going to do it, or should I play this?
No, exactly.
Yeah, she has a vibrato, a strong vibrato.
A kind of like a...
No offense.
Window Seat.
energy, and I do. Oh, I need someone to clap me. And I need your. Thank you.
Gibson Wright was a girl from South Dallas, Texas. Mary William gave birth to Erica, then Corian under Erica, and then she finally delivered Evan Wood. Coley's friends called her Twiggy, 'cause she looked like the model with those eyes. She was witty and beautiful, people drawn to her smile. Lovely, young, and fresh. I could not think of another soul that I'd rather be like or admire. Golden is tighter, smarter, quicker than the average bear.
Listen.
Yeah.
Wait, we're on air. Sorry, that was really quick. Hi, everyone.
Welcome back.
Hello.
So that was Me by Erykah Badu. Maya, do you have a little thing you want to say?
Yeah,
your request?
I really liked that performance. I thought live, it was so gripping. I really thought of the words, and I think what's that line where she's like, it's a song about choosing yourself first, and then at the end there's a little lullaby that's like ba 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 ba, and it's like about it's a narrative about her, Erica. Mm-hmm. And it's really cute, and I think we should all sing ourselves cute, sweet, affirming lullabies and narratives about mm-hmm. ourselves, because we are each to be celebrated, not just by others but by ourselves. And I think that's wow. awesome.
And there's a bird in the room with us.
Oh my. As there was on stage with Erica. Really? She was doing bird noises between the sets, which I think was a stim.
That's cool.
Awesome. Not me labeling her as neurodivergent. I was like, I want her to be on our team. But I thought it was awesome. And Natalie's going to talk more about sound art, because it was awesome. Yeah. It was amazing.
I'm a big fan. So I don't know if y'all have seen that interview that Erica did. I can't even remember who it was with. Who it was. Buzz. Birds and bees. Sorry. But she was just like giving a tour of her studio and her home, and like pointing out all the different objects she uses to create sound, and like how she uses sound to like incite healing. And I like, ever since I saw that interview, it totally shifted the way that I listen to her music. And, like, I feel like I pay a lot more attention to the details, because she's choosing those sounds very, like, intentionally. And I really, like, respect that and appreciate that. She's, like, a very intentional artist. Like, each thing is so, like, handcrafted, like, with intention. Like, so, but in the live set, like, you really feel that, like, there's just a lot of little sounds like chimes and bird noises, and the drums were really interesting throughout it. The way the drums like raised or lowered the energy throughout it, that made it really like dynamic. And there was even a couple of bits where like it almost started to feel a little like, I don't know, like electronic, like dance, like with the way the drums were going. And I was like, this is awesome. And she has these goggles that she calls her Ho-Stoppers, and they light up. And there was just a lot of, and there's the, her background was like AI generated like pictures of her, and it was very like, it had almost like a Daft Punk type vibe to it. And I don't know, I thought altogether like it really spoke to Afrofuturism, really spoke to I don't know, just like paying attention to things. I feel like it was an awesome concert to like, I just felt like really engaged the whole time. Like a lot of concerts, just because the nature of the environment of a concert, there's always a point where I'm like, I want to sit down. Like it's not that I'm not enjoying this, but I want to go sit down somewhere. And like, I need some fresh air. And you kind of start to get like a little fatigued, at least like I do. And I really didn't feel that way like throughout the whole thing. Like, I felt like every time I, like, was getting a little, like, you know, like, falling down a little, I was like, oh, she raises me up. She's raising me up right now. Like, she's picking me up by the armpits right now. Like, this is awesome. So those are like, my thoughts and words on that. And her, obviously, like, her whole look was crazy, too. Like, mm-hmm. textures in the look, like, I can't even describe it, but I also love she, like, took each piece off, like, gradually throughout the show, so it's, like, almost every song she had a slightly different fit on because of, like, how she, like, unpeeled each layer of the fit, and it was just so cool to see how that unfolded. It was awesome.
So many outfits.
Yeah, it was, like, 10 different fits, because each time she would take something off, and it would feel, like, a totally different fit.
The way you described her music at the beginning, too, kind of reminded me of, like, Jhené Aiko.
Mm.
The healing sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
And the intentional little things.
In the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the bowls.
Yeah, the bowls.
Yeah, the bowls.
The healing frequencies.
Are we going into another tune?
Yeah. Ooh. Whoa, that was really loud. So basically, this was a super spontaneous impromptu kind of ask for Natalie and Maya to come, and also Shauna to bring her vinyls. We were talking about playing vinyls, and then, yeah, so I said that at the beginning. We're gonna play some vinyls she brought, kind of unrelated, but, I mean, not related to Erykah Badu, but Shauna brought in these really wonderful vinyls. I definitely talked about the Ari Lennox concert when on one of the Crowdflip episodes a while back, and that was a really beautiful concert.
I never realized she has a tattoo of her name on her arm.
I know, right? That's kind of like...
Whoa.
That's like so cute. And it's cover. Like, yeah. Kind of like the Erykah, like, me, the end of me, celebrating yourself. I thought her own tattoo, her own name on her arm, but that's cute. So cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's so adorable. Yeah. Celebrate yourself.
So true. Yeah, and we're looking at the album. Yeah. Do you have something to say? Where did you get this?
Where did I get this? I don't know. I feel like maybe it was probably like Beat Street or something. Or it might have been Zulu Records. I don't really remember. But I just remember listening to this album, like, I guess 5 years ago, it would be, when I first... heard of Ari Lennox. I was listening to, like, Youngling, if that's how you pronounce it, and Night Drive, and then also, yeah, Backseat is a classic with Cause.
Yeah.
Nice. Me? Are we going to be bouncing back to Erykah content? Because yes. I can save my anecdote.
Yeah.
I will give a precursor so I don't forget. It's about world building.
I like that.
But also, I do think that this is really good curation, Shauna, because I think this is also, like, neo-soul adjacent.
Thank you very much.
And very much connected to Erykah. Taste wins.
Okay, we're going to play an ad, and then we're going to try and play this vinyl. Bye. Root Dwellers presents Pride Month with Dust Quain, Kylie V, and Devours on Friday, June 23rd. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. at the Anza Club. For more information, you can go to Root Dwellers Music Showcase on Instagram.
Destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Got a lot to say. You know that I brought a play, cause you told me you only work from 6 to 9. Well, you know I'm off at 8. Yep. I'm trying to contemplate and concentrate on where to take your ass. I think I got a place. Backseat of my car, I ain't got a place. But baby, you're my thoughts have been nasty. Y'all wanna smash me a bad piece, introduce her whole face to my family. You ain't gotta ask me what the plan be. The condom plan A without one plan B. Fill up your damn jeans for no baby. I spin that damn cheese. No hands, I use my teeth and pull down your panties. Then focus on that sweet thing. Open your pantry, y'all. Admire her for her. I would hire her to twerk. I'm not inspired to search for nobody else. That gushy too Gucci, gushy way. Flyer to the purse. The way we grinding in this backseat. Hope these tires ain't gon' burst. Swear to God.
Risky bride, but I want it in the back seat of my
This album cover is so good.
What? Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Crowd Flip. I said, and you just heard.
Creepy. Yeah, Backseat by Ari Lennox featuring Kaz.
Thanks. And yeah. Anyways, so yeah, this episode we were talking about Erykah Badu's show in Seattle, which I didn't go to. Maya and Natalie did.
And Maya.
And Maya, who's in Montreal now.
Maya
and Natalie. Bye. Anyways, but
bye, Maya.
Yeah. Do you have any final-ish thoughts?
I'll do a little speed round. I'll do a little bit. I, piggybacking, bouncing off of what Natalie said, backflipping, crowd flipping off of what Natalie said about, like, I don't really recall exactly what I was trying to build off of from what you said, but you set a good tone and great descriptor of like the sound and like the experimentalness of it. But I also liked how it was organized. Like, it was like, is this album called Control Freak? Yeah, well, maybe she is a control freak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I liked how it was organized and it was like segmented and like it felt like reading like a fairy tale book. Mm-hmm. Like it was flipping onto a different page. Mm-hmm. And she was also hitting this pose. She was hitting this like superhero pose every single time that the song ended and a new one started. Awesome. And beautiful. It was gripping. And like she was kind of like, I don't know, like an omniscient creator, space builder. Mm-hmm. Environment world builder. There we go. It's like I said it before, world builder with sound, and it's like speculative fiction vibes. It's like Afrofuturist, like we're all being enveloped by these soundscapes that she was creating, because mm-hmm. like it was like we were all like, and there's also a force field involved, so like,
oh, that was awesome.
It was, yeah, the visuals, the it was amazing. But I'll go fast because there's so much to talk about. But the lighting, the visuals, the like the dialogue between, and like the coordination of each segment was literally like she was is ambivalent when they're nice. Or the opposite.
Ambivalent is like indifferent.
Oh no! Then okay. What's the nice one? Like when people talk about Glinda from like Wizard of Oz. I don't know. But she was like a really kind overlord of our environments that we were in. Yeah. Like she is manipulating space and time in front of us.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because like obviously like some, even though GA can be, I don't know how it was, but I feel like standing concerts, when it's slower, and people are really into the music, it's, like, really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was definitely gripping. No one's
fighting to, like...
Yeah, but also speaking of fighting and, like, crowd environment, usually in Vancouver crowds, like, doesn't matter how slow the artist is, like, the vibes are rancid, on the floor, garbage, disgusting. But also, like, in terms of, like, world building and, like, curating and creating, I don't know if it's because, like, we just weren't in Vancouver, Vancouver, mm-hmm. and we were in Seattle, or maybe, like, Erykah Badu just curates, like, that mm-hmm. kind of people, but it was a great environment, like, really cute, really sweet environment. People were very like real and earnest and honest, even about their differences. Someone was trying to beef with Natalie, but it was all from the heart, you know. And no stinky white boys.
Yeah.
Only a couple.
That crowd smelled good.
They smelled good. Smelled like fucking shea butter and aunties.
No, literally the only concert I've been to here that wasn't stinky as hell was Ari Lennox.
Yeah. One thing about black women. We're gonna smell good.
Smell good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear.
Thank you. I wish you were there.
I know. I wish I came as well, but yeah.
But as a consolation, I will say, listening to Erykah Badu in good headphones or in surround sound, it's just as wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I was sort of. I think I was kind of going off that, but there's a few factors, but yeah. Should we play another song?
Yeah, Natalie's amazing request. Great idea.
Yeah, should we just let's just play this now. It's like not quite the end. Pretty soon, but I'll just call you. Okay, this is. Do you say it?
Okay, this is I'll Call You Back, and I love this album, mixtape, whatever you want to call it. It's great, mm-hmm. and it's so cheeky.
It's so cute.
Big fan.
Joy in the feelings, and I'll call you back. Now
never the life of the party, but I get it started. It's business and I'll call you back. It's business and business. It's business, it's business, and I'll call you back. It's business, it's business. It's business, it's business, and I'll call you back. It's business, it's business. It's business, it's business, and I'll call you back. It's business, it's business. It's business, it's business, and I'll call you back, back, back.
What if we talked while it's playing?
Oh, that's cool.
Whoa. Nice.
Nice.
Hi.
Background music.
So chill.
Super chill.
There's also instrumentals on
this. Oh, true.
Is it? I don't even know if you can hear it. Well.
Oh.
I don't think. Oh. Okay. Well, it's basically the end of Crowd Flip. Thank you so much, Maya and Natalie.
Thank you, Kiana.
Do you have any final little things?
Parting final things? This was too good. I only wish Crowd Flip was longer.
Me too. I know. I'm like, I want to play. Yeah, Shauna.
And thank you, Shauna, for bringing great accompaniment music to Erica.
Yeah. Do you want to play? Do you want to play a little, like, do you want to play something? Do you want to play anything? America Part 2 on CD. Well, we played it.
Beautiful album.
Beautiful album cover, and the CD thing has really beautiful, like, illustrations. Erykah Badu's daughter has been on my, like,
on my page.
Her, like, outfit. I just saw a video of her outfit.
Oh, I just saw the big hat, the orange thing.
Yeah, I saw the same
favorite
one.
Foods pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza
very
Hut.
Real.
Yeah. She's beautiful.
I think. Wait, are you playing it?
Yeah, it's going.
I can play it.
I can play it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Hi everyone. I don't know if you can hear it.
I thought you were gonna play both.
Oh, play.
They're both.
No, play this and the CD.
No, on the record.
Yeah, it's playing the record.
Oh, okay.
You just can't hear it. You can hear it in these headphones. Okay, hello. You're listening to Crowd Flip again. And what are we playing here, Shauna, in the background?
Youngling.
Is that how you say it?
Youngling, instrumental by Ari Lennox. It's produced by Feli. Oh, that's funny.
She's also featured on a Felly song too that I know.
Whoa.
Mixed by Mez.
Whoa.
At the Shelter.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. Thanks for the context.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're gonna continue playing that, and I'm gonna say bye, and maybe we'll play one more song. Yeah, wait, can we play something for this? Oh no, okay.
Don't forget to listen to Tyrone on your own time.
Yeah, we should have played that. Well, we can play Tyrone. That. Do you want to?
On your Tyrone time. Oh, maybe now? Can we consult with the team?
Oh, yeah.
Live? That's cool.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna play this.
Thank you for having us, Kayla. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, guys. Crowdflip. Yeah. Remember to
flip your crowd.
Be nice when you're in a crowd. And hit that like and hit that and follow. Unfollow me.
Hit that unfollow.
Erica Badu. Unfollow me to her. Wait, I think this is
that record.
Well, that's okay. Okay, enjoy. Bye.
Come on, come on, you need to call.